The state of Vermont is working to meet a goal of universal access to high-speed internet service by the end of next year. Governor Peter Shumlin announced that the Vermont Telecommunications Authority is providing $3.1 million to bring broadband to some of the hardest-to-serve locations in the state. Karen Marshall, chief of Connect Vermont, works with the numerous entities that will complete the broadband expansion. She says the funds are absolutely critical to achieving the universal broadband goal.
In order to get the job done, both in Vermont as well as I think many other rural states, in concentrated areas where, let's say, a city, you know, a larger town, where you have a density of locations, those are the places where it's been economical, if you will, to build out broadband and build out telecommunications and where you see a fair amount of competition. When we get to the more far-flung places where we still want telecommunication services, we want to foster entrepreneurship, the key is those are not so economical, if you will, to build to. So where state funds come in is really to target that last group of unserved locations and then put the state's resources to work.
Vermont Telecommunications Authority Executive Director Christopher Campbell explains that all but $800,000 from this round of grants will go to service providers to extend their networks to the unserved areas. The $800,000 will go towards a multipurpose project for broadband and cellular service.
Vermont has a goal of universal broadband availability by the end of 2013, and we actually feel really, really good about accomplishing that goal. We're very fortunate in Vermont to be the beneficiary of a number of broadband stimulus awards from the federal government. So what we've been really trying to do is to focus on those remaining areas that didn't have broadband service today and didn't already have a funded solution. We've been able to fund awards in almost all of our targeted areas throughout the state. There's a handful left, and we're going to be continuing to work on solutions for those areas.
Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development Secretary Lawrence Miller says universal broadband and cellular will transform Vermont's economic future.
As more and more services, whether they're government services or business services, are available online and in some cases only available online, we're really trying to get ahead of the curve. For example, many employers won't take an application except online anymore. The state of Vermont is a good example. And we really want to make sure that no community is left unserved. It's important for all Vermonters to be able to get on to a good high-speed pipe, whether that's fiber or high-capacity wireless. Our goal is to make sure that any Vermonter can work anywhere in the world from anywhere in Vermont.
At the end of 2011, there were about 16,000 unserved homes and businesses across the state. The latest funding will bring broadband service to 544 locations. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.